It's late afternoon, immediately after the close of our last episode. As you know, until a few moments ago, the district attorney was deeply disturbed. Mr. Apt saw trouble ahead in the matter of punishing Gordon Weber's killer. You see, Mr. Apt was certain Kate Beekman killed Weber, but Apt had no evidence Kate planned the murder in advance. That was before Miss Tony Fasina convinced Apt she's telling the truth about Kate Beekman and the dead man. Now Mr. Apt feels everything has changed. Now he's positive he'll convict Kate Beekman for murder in the first degree. But as of this moment, there's hardly a cloud in the district attorney's sky. As he pats Tony Fasina on the shoulder in sympathy, she says,
I'm sorry I broke down and cried.
There, Miss Fasina, it's perfectly understandable. This has been an ordeal.
Thank you for understanding, Mr. Apt.
I'm sorry you'll have to go through it again.
What?
In court, you'll have to testify at the trial, of course.
Oh, I wish I didn't have to.
Why?
Well, isn't my testimony important?
Well, yes, very important.
So, I'll be responsible for sending that poor girl to prison. Maybe even to the electric chair.
I see you have sympathy in your heart even for her.
Oh, I didn't mean...
I know. But remember that while Kate Beekman appears to be a nice, sweet girl, in fact, she's a ruthless killer. Do you want to see justice done, Miss Fasina? Do you want the woman who killed the man you love to pay for her crime? Of course you do. So let me warn you. Say nothing about what you've told me. Tell no one you'll testify at the trial.
Okay, but why not?
Because Perry Mason will serve as defense counsel. And I am going to cut the ground right out from under Mr. Mason.
Yeah?
Miss Fasina, when I take Kate Beekman to trial, her lawyer is going to be in the dark. He won't know what you've told me or what Miss Beekman will tell me. Miss Beekman is being picked up for routine questioning. It's being done very quietly and without attracting attention. I'll have her taken to an outlying precinct station, and there I'm going to question that young woman. I'll ask questions and keep asking questions. That's the secret, Miss Fasina. And Mason can't interfere because he won't know where she is. Oh, she won't be hurt, not physically, but she'll be questioned until she becomes tired and irritable and confused. And she'll start to lie. And in time, she'll be trapped by her own lies. She won't remember what she said. But I'll remember because I'll have a written transcript. And when I produce the transcript in court, you'll see Perry Mason squirm, Miss Fasina.
Okay, Mr. Apt. I won't tell a soul.
Good. I'll speak with you from time to time, of course. Oh, and when you leave, I'll send you out the private agent. Excuse me. Yes? Oh, yes, Lieutenant. Did you take Miss Beekman to... You spoke to Mrs. Beekman? Oh, Mason, too. Yes, I'm certain he suggested it. Well, you better come in. No, right away. Is Mason under surveillance? Now, Kate Beekman is in hiding. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, Miss Fasina. We can't let our guard down for a moment.
You gotta find her.
You leave that to me. Just... Yes? Who? Oh, wait a moment, then send him in. Mason's here to see me. And remember, not a word to anyone. You can go out this private exit. Send Mason in. Ah, Mr. Mason.
Hello, Apt.
Bring the girl with you.
Girl?
Miss Kate Beekman.
Why, no. But as a matter of fact, I'm here in reference to Miss Beekman. Lieutenant Halverson says you want to question her.
Yeah, merely routine, you understand?
Yes, sir, yes. So he said, I understood, but I could be wrong. I gained the impression Halverson is disappointed because she isn't home. Very disappointed. I could also be wrong about this. I had a strange feeling that Halverson thinks I'm responsible for Miss Beekman not being home.
Really, miss?
Hmm. Halverson seems to think I know where she is. As a matter of fact, two of his men are following me.
No.
Mm-hmm. Thinking I'll lead them to Miss Beekman, I suppose.
The solution is so easy, I'm surprised you didn't think of it, Mason. All you had to do was tell the lieutenant you don't know where she is.
I thought of that, so I came directly to you. I don't know where she is, Mr. Ant.
You refer to Miss Beekman?
Miss Kate Beekman. I don't know where she is.
Well, that's certainly a definite statement. So you have no idea where she is?
I didn't say that. I said I don't know where she is now. But I'll be glad to make every effort to locate her.
Good.
When I know you think it's important to question her.
How does that?
Well, according to Lieutenant Halverson, and according to you, it doesn't make much difference whether or not you question her.
Now, see here, Mason.
You want her for routine questioning.
Perhaps it's important.
Oh, it could be. But you don't think it is because you haven't sworn out a warrant or issued a subpoena. The very moment you act officially, I will do what I can to locate Miss Beekman.
In other words...
I'll spell it out for you. If you want to question her, you'll have to come out in the open. You won't hold a young, inexperienced girl incommunicado and without benefit of counsel while you hammer her with questions.
You really think I'd do that, Mason?
Not if I can help it. However, rest assured that I am ready to cooperate, Mr. Abt. And so is Miss Meekman. I, in fact, will even accompany her when she comes here to your office. If I can locate her, naturally.
You're making a mountain out of a molehill, Mason. I wouldn't try to trick the girl or take advantage in any way.
But just in case there should be a mix-up, just in case one of your assistants had her removed to an outlying precinct station and neglected to book her, just in case. You understand, Mr. Rand.
Aren't you obstructing justice, Mr. Mason?
Because I'm not ready yet to help you find her. I'll say it again, Mr. Abt. When you tell me you want to see Kate Beekman, you see, right now you're just Fred Abt talking to Perry Mason, but when you act officially, and I'll say this again, too, I will cooperate. Good day, Mr. Abt.
Meanwhile, many blocks away, Miss Fasina speaks to her cab driver.
Stop on the corner, behind that convertible.
Tony, I've been waiting for you.
Gus, listen, something's happened.
You see the DA?
Yeah.
You tell him those things about Kate Beekman and Gordy?
Sure, I did. Now listen, Gus.
Didn't he believe you?
Of course he did. I was telling the truth.
And it's okay.
Oh, no, it's not. The DA sent for Kate Beekman, but she's in hiding. Well, don't you get it? She's undercover.
Don't worry about that, Tony.
Don't worry about it. She killed my Gordy. She killed him in cold blood. And she's getting away.
No, she isn't. I know where she is.
What?
I followed her the night she killed Gordy. I picked her up outside his place.
What were you doing there?
I was on my way in to see the little guy. Gordy and I were working together, going over plans for his marriage to you. Did I tell you he asked me to be best man?
Yeah.
I saw Kate Beekman. Of course, she didn't tell me she killed the little guy, but she was upset, nervous. I was suspicious. So when she got out of my car, I followed her.
Yeah? And you know where she is now?
Sure. All we have to do is tip off the DA and let him take it from there.
Gus, he's going to take her over the jumps.
What's that mean?
He's going to give her the third degree.
Tony, he wouldn't do that.
Yes, he would. He's going to take the gloves off because she's a killer and he knows it. And you know something, Gus? I'm glad.
Of course, Mr. Abt will not harm Kate Beekman physically. But a young, innocent girl can be hurt spiritually and emotionally. And Kate Beekman is in for a bruising, terrifying experience unless... Well, join us tomorrow, won't you?